Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to go right now to Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. He's talking about, you know, maturing in the Lord. When you begin to abide, you begin to mature. You come from just the basic, I believe, to a place of a discipleship, to becoming a bondservant of God and a friend of God. Remember, listen to this. Watch.
And Jesus gave a very clear definition of what discipleship was. In my opinion, and we're going to go through those scriptures, not today, but in due time, we're going to go through them. I think we'd have to admit very few Christians are really disciples. And that was what the Great Commission was. It wasn't to make converts. It was to make disciples. We were born again. That's just the beginning. When a baby's born, they're just beginning life. That's just where we start from. That's not the goal. It is the beginning. But after becoming disciples, I believe there's another level of maturity, which is to become a bondservant. I think there are even fewer that would qualify there. A true bondservant does not live for themselves. They don't own anything. Everything they have, they're a steward of. And they don't consider anything their own, even their own time. They don't wake up every day thinking, oh, what do I want to do today? They wake up, Master, what would you have me to do today? It's a whole different level, biblical level maturity. And after that is becoming a friend. Where the Lord said to his disciples, you know, I no longer call you servants, but friends. There was a point where they graduate to a whole new level of relationship to him. But they were still his servants too. You don't quit being a servant. You don't quit being a disciple. You just grow into another level. And then, of course, the ultimate is sonship, where we really become members of his family. And those are the ones who can really write ultimate checks on his account, make declarations. These are the ones who are going to say to a mountain, be plucked up and cast into the sea, and it will obey them. Okay, that's coming. We know that from the scriptures. And the whole creation is groaning, travailing, waiting for this to happen. But we want to grow up into Christ. Our goal as Christians is to be like him and do the works that he did.
You think about it, that's how many people say, you know, I'm a believer. And you look at this vision that you know, John was talking about, that those are the folks that just don't understand. That's not, demons believe and they tremble.
That's right.
If you believe the chair will hold you, you sit in it. If you believe that he is God, you serve him. You give your life to him. And you think, so you go from immediately as a believer to a disciple. And Jesus, this is what Jesus said, just so you know it. He surpasses any man or woman that told you anything. He says, if you want to be my disciple, that you're going to have to measure the cost. It's going to cost you everything. I mean, think through the salvation. Think through, it's going to cost you everything. He said, a person that doesn't first think about the cost.
Count the cost.
Count the cost. The cost is everything. He gives you everything. He created everything. It's better in him, but you have to believe that and give up everything. And he becomes truly the Lord of your life. And so when you become his disciple, this is what he said too. Jesus said, you know, if you follow my teachings, if you follow my teachings, which means you need to know them, then you're really my disciple. So a disciple is not an option. It's the next migration and process on the journey of knowing God. But it doesn't even stop there. You keep on going, as he talks about, as a bondservant. As you begin to abide with this Lord that you now know and is the Lord of your life, and you've learned his ways, now you're talking to him and he's talking to you through his word, and you're abiding with him, and he's beginning, you just want to start your day off abiding with him, and he goes, this is what I want you to do today. This is what I want you to say today. And he begins to reveal strategies and kingdom strategies, not just over, you know, this smaller area of your life, but kingdom strategies over your business and over your ministry and over government and over education. And he begins to reveal his secrets to you, and then a friend of God. When you think about that, I like the way he puts it, you know, that then you can write checks that Jesus will cash. When you think about it, those are the ones that are going to say, this mountain be moved. And I'm saying, we've got to learn that in this, I mean, you just don't just, as a believer, you can't just move in that. You actually got to learn who do you believe in and learn his ways, because he has his kingdom ways. And it's his kingdom, his dominion that comes. And he says, make disciples of all the nations. He never did say plant a church. He never did say all that kind of stuff. But when you actually make disciples, churches just happen. This is a journey here. So how do you have clean hands and a pure heart? You start this direction by saying, you know what? If I haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, I'm going to go to meetmyfather.org and I'm going to find out how they did it. And I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And I'm going to begin this awesome journey of discipleship and bondservant and being a friend of God. I want to be there when this great time of cloud of good things happening in the kingdom of God. I don't want to be sucked in to all this darkness and religion. I don't want to just be fooling myself. I want to know that I know that I know that I want to be a part of what God's doing. I want to be a part of his outpouring. I want to be there helping other people become believers, become disciples, become bondservants, and together with God, watch his glory poured out over all the earth. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.